B-Pod Studios.
From the Plato's Closet Studios.
Are you ready?
This is WNKS. WNKS HD1 Charlotte.
There's no stopping us.
From Beasley Media Group Station. Home of the Mani, Roy, and Loren Morning Show.
Turn it up.
Kiss 95.1.
You guys are great. I just started listening to you guys last year. And believe it or not, I still don't know what y'all look like.
Don't look.
We might disappoint you.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mani, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
Unfortunately, without a Mani... He's okay, though. His son had surgery, like a hernia surgery yesterday, and so he's out taking care of him. But that means I'm running the board. Lorraine, can you hear us?
I can hear you.
Oh, okay, so I did it right.
Yeah.
Okay. I was worried.
You're good behind the board. You don't do it every day, so sometimes it's like riding a bike. You got to get back into it.
I know. I ran my own board for years, and then we got here, and then I got to be lazy and not run my own board. But so every time I'm like doing it again, it feels like I'm like flying an aircraft. I don't know.
But you love to fly aircrafts.
Okay. Maybe that was a bad analogy. how was your day, Loren, yesterday? What was your day in 30 seconds?
It was okay. So my husband had the same exact surgery. How ironic is this? The same exact surgery that Mani's son Dean had at the same time, but not at the same hospital.
Yeah.
So they both had hernia surgery, and Dean's was a little different. His was like a lower ab surgery, and my husband's was like an upper, I don't know what they call it. I'd like to sound fancy and say the medical term, but I don't know it. And his surgery, he got out probably around 10 o'clock.
Okay.
And I brought him, you know, he has to sit in recovery. I bring him home. By the time I get him home, it's like 11:30. Well, he decided... I was like, do you need anything? What can I do for you? All this poor man wants is a breakfast biscuit.
Really?
He wants chicken on a biscuit.
Huh.
Nobody is doing breakfast past 10:30 because of COVID-19.
Oh, even like McDonald's with the all-day bread?
Nope. McDonald's is not doing all-day breakfast right now.
Oh,
I went to four different places.
Nicole brought up a good point. Bojangles?
So there's not a Bojangles by my house.
Oh, okay. Wow. And where do you live? Devil, like you're in hell, clearly.
Seriously.
No Bojangles near you.
So I finally was like, I give up. I'm going to Flying Biscuit. And I ended up getting him like a bacon, egg, and cheese on a biscuit. And I was like, I'm so sorry. I couldn't find it.
Oh, is he okay though? Is he good today? I mean, do you know if he's good?
Yeah. He woke up at like 3 and he was in some pain. So we did our medicine and put some ice on it and that kind of stuff. So.
Gosh, you know, I had an accident back in 2013, and the number one thing I remember I hated the most from having, like, an injury was the shower part. Showering?
Yeah, so he wasn't allowed to shower yesterday. He can take a shower today, and then his bandages don't come off for another 2 days.
Oof.
So
it's always a pain.
Mm-hmm.
Well, so you're just kind of in nurse mode, helping out.
I'm Nurse Ratchet right now.
Yeah. You know, my day in 30 seconds. Yesterday, I went out. I had to go out to an appointment, and when I was driving, it was around like six something, like normal, like 5 o'clock type of traffic.
Mm-hmm.
And I ran into literally four accidents along the way.
Really?
Four. And none of them had, like, the police or fire rescue. And it was almost, I felt like it was a test. Like, the first one was like, should I have stopped and helped? And then I was like, nah, I got to get to this appointment. And then so I went, and then I passed the other one, and I'm like, should I stop and help for that? Because, again, no, like, police, fire. It's just, like, the cars are demolished.
You know what's going on, right?
God's testing me if I'm a good person.
That's not what I was going to say. I was going to say everybody's been quarantined for so long and hasn't gone anywhere. They've all forgotten how to drive.
Oh, totally. And it rained like really hard and nobody knows how to drive when it rains. But then like by the time like I got to the fourth, I'm like, I'm failing this test. like Jesus is sending a test and I have failed four times all because I want to get to my appointment. Oh, I felt so bad yesterday they were all, and I guess just the way it was lined up, I imagine the last one I passed actually caused the other three that I passed. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Because
Everyone probably slammed on their brakes.
The backup.
And then everybody hit each other. But I felt like I was going through some tests. And then some other things are popping off here at the radio station this morning. The ceiling collapsed. Nicole.
I saw there's like a flood.
I don't know how to get you on the radio, Nicole. Hang on. Is this one it? Try talking now. No,
did
it
she
wasn't
come
it.
In and use try my this. Mic?
Oh, one. There we go.
Yeah,
okay.
It's that one. I don't know if I can hear her though.
Yeah, you can hear.
Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yep, I can.
Okay. How cute.
Yeah. So what happened?
Yeah. So I guess with us being skeleton crew, we use the printer, but we use it once a morning. Once we get our papers, we don't go back to it. And I guess we're the only ones who use that because yesterday the ceiling was intact when I went to the printer, and today it was on the ground.
There's debris everywhere back there.
It's been raining so hard, though. Like, that ceiling gave up, like, the dams in Michigan.
I know. And now I don't feel too bad about the leak in my house after I saw the damage down there.
Yeah, so I sent an email to our big boss and our big boss, and I was like, hey, guys, I don't know who else to send this to. Good morning.
What an awful way to wake up.
Yeah.
Oh, I know.
Hey, by the way, when you come in, the first problem you're going to deal with is that the ceiling collapsed near, by the way, the 15,000 printers. Hope it's okay. Hope it's good.
Good morning. Hope you're reading this and drinking your coffee.
I love that. And then I also wonder, and this is where my mind goes, Nicole. Like, do you think that you're the only one that sent an email? Like, I think that there's a whole station, there's a whole building filled with morning shows right now, but I bet all of them are too afraid to tell people that the roof collapsed, and I bet you're
think
the
they
only
just let
one.
It sit?
I do. I think
probably.
They walk, because, I think they walk right by it.
Yeah, because I mean, but also, I mean, we are the closest morning show to that room.
Okay,
but still,
we're first responders.
but still, there's traffic, and the debris of the ceiling is so far in the hallway, like the actual hallway outside of the printer room, that you can see it if you walk by it. So I 100% think that someone would walk by and be like, oh, crap.
Me and my bro.
And just keep walking.
Maybe they just figure somebody else will call.
It's a good thing the office isn't open to the whole staff. Just keep on trucking.
They're going
to
act like you did yesterday, Roy, passing all those accidents.
I know. That's why I brought this up. It's because it's like, I am being tested. I bet when I leave this radio station today, I'm going to witness something, and that's going to be a sign that I should have stopped and helped and be a good Samaritan. Anyway, listen, we don't have Manny. It's just going to be me, Nicole, and Loren today. Nicole's socially distanced in her studio. Loren's back in her home studio. We don't ever really get to play a senseless survey this early in the morning, and maybe you've never heard of it. It's when I call people and I tell them I'm from the U.S. Census Bureau. They think I'm saying census, like the people that do population counts, but I'm actually saying senseless, and I ask them crazy questions. If you've never heard it before, don't go anywhere because
it's Friday free-for-all.
Oh, it is the Friday free. Thank you for reminding me. Okay. Yeah, I know. I have to hit the buttons and I'm not thinking clearly. So we're going to get to the senseless survey where I ask a bunch of crazy questions. And Nicole's right. Friday, free-for-all, all morning long.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Don't ever answer your phone. It could be the Senseless Bureau calling.
You used to call me on my cell phone.
Now, Roy's random survey from the Senseless Bureau.
Hello?
Hey, Brittany, it's Roy here. How are you?
Doing well, thanks.
Hi, I'm from the U.S. Census Bureau. I got to ask you some of these questions. I don't got the paperwork on file for you. I don't know if you didn't get it in the mail, but I thought I could call you on the phone and just ask them to you.
Okay, sure.
So the first section, Brittany, is talking about what Americans know about animals. If a sloth were to clap, would it sound sarcastic? Since it would be like
I'm
a
sorry, you said you're
since it would be a slow clap because they're sloths.
Who did you say you're with?
My name's Mr. Brown, Roy Brown, U.S. Census Bureau. You want my operator number?
No, that's okay.
How do you know that you aren't bulletproof?
Not willing to take that chance.
Do you believe in the afterlife?
That's an inappropriate question.
Well, if you believe in the afterlife, do you think that there's a before life? Because I don't remember anything from being born. In fact, I'm going to be honest with you, Brittany. I don't even remember the day I was born. How do I even know that's true?
Okay, I'm confused.
If your brain makes your heart work and your heart makes your brain work, why are appendixes so complaining and bursting all the time?
Okay, listen. If you've got some serious questions to ask me, I'm happy to answer them. No. But otherwise, I don't have time for this.
Okay. Do you think aliens don't want to visit us because they think dinosaurs are still here and they're scary?
Okay, this is ridiculous.
And do you think that COVID-19 happened because a time traveler changed a version of history and it messed everything up?
I love it. Hey, you brought up something interesting there. Well, first of all, your questions are hilarious, and I always love them. But you said, do you remember the day you were born?
Mm-hmm.
Like, do you guys, what is your, think about this. You might not have to answer right away. Like, do you have a first memory?
Oh, that's tough.
I do.
I think I do.
How old do you think you are?
Maybe four.
Oh, see, I think mine's younger.
Really?
Yes.
Really?
Yes. I had viral pneumonia at a year old, and I have a memory of being in a crib with a tent, that bubble tent over it.
What?
I have a vision of me looking up and playing with, like, the bear that I have now. Like, I specifically remember the bear being in there. My mom said, like, my aunt brought me that bear. And I still have it. His name's Deedly, and Dean has him now.
You had volunteered.
You can't remember what happened last week. How do you remember what happened when you were one?
It's called Alzheimer's, Loren. You remember old crap, but nothing recent.
Now it's your turn. Join the conversation. 704-570-9595. The Manny, Roy, and Loren Show. Kiss 95.1.
It's the Manny, Roy, and Loren Morning Show. Minus Manny, though. Unfortunately, Manny is not here today. So I'm running the buttons on the board. Typically, Manny hits the buttons, but today I am. So if there's a mess up, don't tell anyone.
It's all Roy's fault if there's a mess
no,
up.
No, don't tell anyone. We are playing the Legendary Friday Free-for-All all morning long. We're trying to pick some songs for you that are kind of Memorial Day weekend themed to get you pumped up for the Memorial Day weekend. Typically, and it's kind of weird, Loren, because typically we have like a big party in the studio.
Yeah, it's a much different day than what we're typically celebrating today.
We typically have someone jump into a pool wearing an American flag Speedo.
We do a butt barbecue sometimes.
But here we are, distanced. I'm looking at you through a camera. but we are doing some, but it's for the good because of the COVID-19. We got to be, you know, safe. And we're doing something called Feeding the Front Lines today. Nicole, you are going out to Huntersville.
Yep, Novant in Huntersville. We're teaming up with Little Big Burger, and we're going to feed the front line in Huntersville today.
That's awesome. We're also going to have the owner of Little Big Burger on the show later today, but we have gone to so many different hospitals throughout the Carolinas, and you know, I think it's pretty amazing that there's these restaurants, these owners, and restaurants are taking a huge hit right now, and they're stepping up and they're like, how can we donate food? How can we help?
Yeah. And the cool thing about Little Big Burger is they actually helped us deliver food a couple weeks ago, and they wanted to do it again. So in my opinion, the best thing about this is seeing everybody come together for one cause.
Yeah.
Amen, sister.
Yeah. And then when I was at a Novant hospital, I learned that some of the people that are treating the COVID-19 patients, they're not allowed to leave that area. They're kind of stuck there. And so, like, it was really helpful to give them food and have the food there for the nurses and the hospital staff and everyone. So that's cool, Nicole. Well, tell us how it goes. Take photos and tell everyone at Little Big Burger we said thank you. If you want to find more details on how we're feeding the front lines, you can go to kiss951.com. Also, Tuesday morning at 7:50, there's going to be a big announcement on how we're helping out the frontline heroes. So Tuesday at 7:50, if you can join us on the Mania Weather and Morning Show, we have a big announcement for that as well. So we still have more show to get to without Mania. You can send his son Dean his well wishes. His son Dean had surgery, so he's out being dad today and helping the family out. You can do that to his Instagram. But we're going to talk about ways to feel like you're on vacation without leaving your home. And all these things, Loren, I feel like you definitely need to do it because you love vacations.
I do, and I miss it so much.
Okay, well, maybe this is going to be perfect for you. We'll discuss coming up in 5 minutes. Don't go anywhere. It's the Mania Roy and Loren Show on Kiss 95.1.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania Roy and Loren at Kiss 95.1.
We are down, Amini. He is out today, but don't worry. He'll be back with us Tuesday morning. You get still me, Roy, and Loren, and producer Nicole.
That's right.
So, Loren, with you being stuck at home and, of course, pregnant, you're not able to vacation.
No, and I'm not going to be able to vacation for a very long time with a newborn.
So maybe these tips will help you. It's ways to feel like you're on vacation without leaving your home.
Okay. I'm down. Let's hear them.
Take a virtual tour of national parks. They say go to your backyard with like an iPad and you can breathe in like the fresh air and then take virtual tours of national parks.
That's a great idea because I remember when the aquariums started doing all of their streaming. You know, you can't go to the Atlanta Aquarium, but you can stream it or you can see puppies in the aquarium at Sea Life and Concord. And like that made me happy for a minute.
I know. And then because, you know, the staff has to be there anyway to take care of them, to take care of all those animals. So you get to kind of be part of that whole thing. Have a rooftop picnic at sunset. Get up on the roof. Bring some snacks.
I don't know how safe that is with a baby bump, but maybe I'll try it after.
Maybe not for you. Turn your bathroom into a spa. We've done that.
We have too.
With the candles, and you play nice soft music. You bring the little
essential oils.
Yeah. We end up getting this like room spray. It's not even like, you know what I mean? It's not an air freshener. It's room spray because that's the bit, you know, that's special.
Yeah.
Create a nightclub in your living room.
I follow a girl on Instagram that does this, and it's so funny, but she's like, it's the best $7 on Amazon I've ever spent. It just plugs into the wall, and then it, like, lights up the room like a nightclub.
Oh, yeah. I've noticed, like, on TikTok, people are doing the, there's, like, light-up LED strips in their bedrooms, and they're putting them on all the corners of the room, and they're making their whole room look like purples and pinks. And
Club COVID.
In fact, I've even seen like videos of kids where they're turning 21, but they're under quarantine, so they can't go out. And so mom and dad will do like what you said, buy that $7 thing and then pretend to be a bar for their kid, which is pretty cool.
Club COVID specials on Corona.
Yeah. these, by the way, are the ways to feel like you're on vacation without leaving home. Paint your travel pictures onto a canvas. If you were someone like you like traveled that you traveled often, like Loren, maybe you could take some of your photos and paint them.
I do love to paint.
Go on an ice cream tasting in your kitchen, and then
think of it doing that for 9 months.
Yeah, I think everyone's doing that. That's not part of vacation. That's just normal. And then plant a garden in your yard. I don't know about that. That seems like too much work.
I don't know. Dallas did it. We've got like a little herb garden in the backyard now. It's so nice. If you know, I like my little mocktails with grapefruit and rosemary. And I just go out in the back and cut some fresh rosemary and I'm good to go.
Oh, is that how you do that? Because we were on a conference call, like a Zoom with Loren, and she's like, oh, I have dried rosemary in this. I'm like, who has rosemary sitting around or burnt rosemary?
Yeah, I literally just go in the backyard and then I toast it and throw it in my mocktail.
That's the terminology you use. Get this. We're on the phone and she's like, I have toasted rosemary in my drink. I'm like, what's that? What is toasted rosemary?
So fancy. It is
so fancy. Does your husband Dallas also take an orange peel and put that in his bourbon?
Of course he does. Is there any other way to drink bourbon?
Yeah. You know what I do? I get ice and I pour bourbon in the glass and I'm like, it's pretty good.
He also makes those like big rocks ice pieces that go in your bourbon so you don't have like all the little chips in there.
Yeah.
It waters it down too fast.
Well, I know a guy who has like a big block and he has literally an ice chisel.
Oh, that's cool.
And he throws like a chiseled ice into his drinks. I'm like, you are at some level making those $20 cocktails in your living room.
I thought I was fancy with my bourbon smoker.
I know. No, other people are doing it too. Well, listen, we got to get to the Legendary Friday Free-for-All, playing your favorite throwbacks all morning long, and we're trying to sneak in some summertime songs, even though it's been rainy and dreary and crappy. Hopefully that goes away. I believe sunshine is imminent. It is coming sometime soon.
At some point,
and then get you fired up for the Memorial Day weekend. Also, we have to talk to Loren because coronavirus, COVID-19?
Yeah, it's hitting kind of close to my house, and I don't know how comfortable I am with it.
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So, COVID-19 is getting a little too close for comfort to Loren.
Really, really, really is.
What's going on?
So I've told you guys before, Cash is, he was a little speech delayed. So he's been seeing a speech therapist since he was like 2 years old.
Mm-hmm.
And he is, coming leaps and bounds, and his vocabulary has exploded. But,
yeah,
he still needs a little help along the way.
Yeah, he
So he goes to a doctor's office outpatient facility to get his therapy.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
And the specific company that we work with has like 3 different facilities. Well, we got an email yesterday that they have had their first confirmed case of COVID-19.
Oh, wow.
And luckily it was not at Cash's facility. It was at a different one much farther north. But I was like,
so how many total facilities do they have?
They have 3, I believe.
Okay.
And, for HIPAA reasons, they can't tell you, if it was
a staff member or patient.
Right, right.
Yeah.
But, it gets my mind going because I'm like, well, if it was a staff member and they traveled for patients, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So now as a mom and a new mom-to-be again, I'm like, oh, God, what do I do here?
Oh, I totally get it. I would be totally hesitated. When you told me that, too, I'm like, if it's a staff member or a nurse or a doctor or a therapist that's running between locations, you know, because right now I'm sure just like them, things are kind of pulled back. Things are kind of skeleton crews.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be totally freaked out.
And, hopefully it's like one of those things where the facility's closed right now because they're doing their cleanings and disinfecting.
Thing.
Yeah. So I'm like, oh, God, but was that person there for 2 hours? Like, how much did they touch,
Are they going to disinfect the one that your son goes to or no?
I don't think so, which makes me think
that's
it's
good.
Not a staff member.
Yeah, that's good.
I mean, they do disinfect on a daily basis.
Of course.
But they're not doing, the big,
Oh, that's spooky.
I know.
That's a little too close for me.
Come on, guys. I'm 14 days from giving birth. I can't handle this.
And this
stress
is
or pressure.
I know. And this is not like normal school. This is you with speech therapy, you have to keep that going. You can't just stop speech therapies.
Right. And it's not, it's not like if he just doesn't go for, 2 weeks or whatever, Cash is one of those kids where, obviously we try to teach him here at home and use, his vocabulary as much as possible. But if it's not expanding, it's almost regressing. It doesn't stay in the same place.
Yeah.
So I'm like, ooh, I don't know what to do.
you can send cash to my family, my Southern family, and he can just come out talking all sorts of Southern. Hey, how you doing? Mom, it's this whole cabinet. Here's cattywampus. We got to work on it.
He's already so funny because it sounds like he has a Boston accent half the time, and I'm like, where did you get that from? Yeah.
Hey, no, that's a real thing. You know, my niece, she's like 4 years old, 3 years old. And she watches Peppa Pig all the time. She has a British accent.
But where is he getting a Boston accent from? Like, nobody around us has a Boston accent. But he loves to say ca. And I'm trying to think what else he says that's, like, so Boston and we make fun of.
It's got to be a cartoon. It's got to be, like, a YouTube video he's watching. Because that's so funny. My niece has the cross between a Southerner mixed in with a British person.
It's the strange. You're like, where did that come from?
It's the strange. She's so elegant. Yeah, you want to crack open a beer, you know? It's like, it's such a weird accent. Well, keep us posted on what... you know, what goes on? That's spooky.
Yeah, what we decide to do.
And I think, you know, with the phase two rolling out today at 5 p.m. where, like, restaurants can open up at 50% and you can now get your hair done. Give us a phone call. 704-570-9595. You can also text the studio. Are you going out today? Are you going to do dinner? Are you nervous? Are you concerned? Do you think maybe this is just not a big deal? You've been dying to get out anyway, and now you're legally able to?
You know, and I kind of think, like, if this just happened, and this is right before the rollout, like, what happens when we do this rollout, and then there's, you know, I mean, hopefully there's not more cases, but if there is, then there's more of a chance to bring it to these, like, medical facilities.
Yeah.
And pass it on to people. And I feel like I've been making this decision by myself because I got it 24 hours ago and Dallas was in surgery.
So you're trying to figure out what to do and you don't know what to do?
Yeah, like he has no idea yet. And I'm like, what do I do?
You got to wait for the drugs to wear off?
Yeah.
Well, give Lauren some advice. Let us know if you're going out today. If you're nervous, 704-570-9595.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It's the legendary Friday free-for-all all morning long. We are trying to also play some good summertime songs to get you pumped for Memorial Day weekend. I kind of feel like you could easily forget it's Memorial Day weekend with everything that's going on. It don't seem normal.
You're off on Monday, hopefully.
Hopefully. Yeah, or you're still unemployed with the way things are, you know, going on with that. But, you know, today Governor Cooper did announce phase two will begin today at 5 p.m., which I still think it's so... funny that they do the 5 p.m. thing. It's a weird time to start it. Because 4 p.m., we got to keep that hour sacred. 5 p.m.
But why not just open it in the morning at 9 a.m. when everything else opens?
I don't know. I don't. Maybe there's got to be science to it. But
coronavirus is lower at 5 o'clock. What?
I don't know. It's so weird. Maybe like someone did it to begin with, and now you just feel like you got to do it. Copy them.
Yeah.
But the restaurants will allow 50% capacity indoor seating with distancing and masks. You can get your hair done. They have to wear masks. The gyms are staying closed. Movie theaters closed. We have the full list up at kiss951.com. But we were kind of wondering, are you going to go out today? Like, are you afraid to go out? I know that I'm still concerned on going out there because I take immune suppressant medication. I'm not ready to hop out there. We get a couple texts, don't we, Lauren?
So 410 texted in, and this is actually kind of a funny text, but they said cases are still on the rise. I'll be staying put in chess. You always let the pawns go first.
Yeah. Yeah. Same here. You pawns, go ahead. Tell me how it is. Let me know.
Yeah, I'm not a big chess player, but, I mean, it makes sense.
Yeah. You know, and then Manny and Nicole want to go to, like, lunch next week, and they're going to do outdoor seating, and I guess I'm weirded about the person coming to the table. I guess that freaks me out. I don't know if I'm still ready for that. And then on top of that, Nicole's roommate works at a job where she's going to be interacting with the public constantly. And I'm so scared for her. Like, that's got to be scary. Granted, that's been going on. I mean, people's been working at the grocery stores nonstop. I mean, it's not like that's a new concept. People's been dealing with the public, but that freaks me out, man.
Yeah.
And I'm sure it's because I'm just over the top. I'm already over the top pre-COVID-19. Then this happened.
You and I are a good pair because you're immune compromised and I'm pregnant. And I'm, you know.
We'll just hang out. I'll just go to your place and we'll hide from this.
There you go.
We got another text. I'm not going out. Better be safe than sorry. I think what I'm going to do is like at 5 p.m., 6 p.m., I'm going to go driving and just see what it looks like.
You know, here's the thing, though, Roy. They say 5 p.m. today, but I think a lot of these places, like, at least I know the nail salons that, you know, you can see them on Instagram and Facebook and that kind of thing. They're only opening for, like, to take appointments. So from, like, 5 to 7, they're just taking appointments by phone for the tomorrow weekend. And on. Yeah.
Okay. We got to get to it. Can't be the brand. 704-570-9595. Take down the pop princess.
Now, it's time for Can't Beat Lorraine.
Bring it.
On Kiss 95.1.
All right, the Ram playing against you on Can't Beat Lorraine is Todd. I've got to make sure I can get Todd on because I'm hitting the buttons and I typically don't do that. All right, here we go.
Hello, Todd.
Hello?
Todd, can you hear me?
Let me try this. Hang on, Todd. Now he can hear you.
Okay, Todd, can you hear me now?
Yes, I can.
Okay.
Good. We're playing Can't Beat Lorraine.
Great, great.
All right, Todd, you're a first-time player. Lorraine, get out of the studio and let's see how Todd does.
I am going.
She is leaving her home studio, taking the headphones out. Only we can hear these questions, Todd. Here we go. Lori Loughlin and husband pled guilty in varsity blues scandals. She will be sentenced to 2 months in prison with 2 years probation and 100 hours of community service. She is known for her role as Rebecca on what sitcom?
Full House.
Remember Firefest? Well, this female Jenner with no kids who promoted it had to pay $90,000 for her involvement. Which female Jenner had no kids?
Kendall.
Chris Pratt was trying to clean out his inbox full of unread emails, but actually accidentally ended up deleting 51,000 emails at once. Safe to say he's panicking. True or false, Chris Pratt played in the Jurassic Park spinoff.
True.
Kristen Bell revealed that her 5-year-old daughter is still in diapers. Meanwhile, her oldest immediately embraced potty training, boiling it down to every kid is just so different. Kristen Bell has kids with her husband, which is who?
No idea.
Okay. And Hayley Williams just made Billboard history, becoming the first female to lead top rock albums as both a solo artist and a member of a band. What band did she used to be part of before going solo?
Oh,
Hayley Williams.
No idea.
No idea there. Okay. Come back, Lorraine.
Oh. Okay.
Lorraine is coming back.
Get my headphones on. How did he do?
All right. He got 3 correct. Let's see how you do.
All right.
All right. Lori Loughlin and husband pled guilty in varsity blues scandal. She will be sentenced to 2 months in prison with 2 years probation and 100 hours of community service. She is known for her role as Rebecca on what sitcom?
Full House.
That is correct. 1-1.
Oh, you have fancy sound effects?
I know. I'm stepping up. Remember Firefest? This female Jenner with no kids promoted it, had to pay $90,000 for her involvement. Which female Jenner has no kids?
Kendall.
That is correct. 2-2. Chris Pratt, trying to clean out his inbox full of unread emails, accidentally deleted 51,000 emails at once. True or false, Chris Pratt played in the Jurassic Park spinoff?
True.
That is correct. It's 3-3. Here's where things get dicey, Lorraine. Kristen Bell revealed that her 5-year-old daughter is still in diapers. Meanwhile, her oldest immediately embraced potty training. Kristen Bell has kids with her husband, which is who?
That would be Dax Shepard.
That is correct. Unfortunately, our friend did not know that one. Yep. Thanks,
all your sound effects today.
Sorry, Todd. Hayley Williams just made Billboard history, becoming the first female to lead top rock albums as both solo artist and a member of a band. What band did Hayley Williams used to be part of before going solo?
I know this.
All right, 3, 2.
One.
Oh.
No answer there.
As soon as you say it, I'm going to be like, I know it. I know it.
Paramore.
Yeah. Okay.
Paramore. All right, final score, 4-3. Loren, you got 120 wins.
Todd, great job. I mean, three corrects, not bad for your first time.
Okay.
All right, tell her what she needs to hear, bud.
My name is Todd, and I can't beat Loren.
Memorial Day weekend to the Mandy Roy Man Morning Show, Kiss 95.1. So, Nicole, we got to get you on the show because, Loren, of course, you're going to have a baby literally
in 14 days.
Yeah, any day now.
Yeah.
But you're not the only one with baby fever.
Yeah, and I mean, I've got great, if Nicole has baby fever, I've got great birth control for her, and she can definitely borrow one of my children.
I want that.
Yeah, that she wants that. She's dying for that. You know, Dean, Maney's son, had our little buddy had hernia surgery yesterday, and the only thing Nicole wanted to do was be by Dean's side, be there with him.
I know. I know. You know what? There, being a parent is a magnificent experience. It is so much fun. But then there's those, like, little times in between, and you're like, I just have to remember why I did this. He was sweet an hour ago and gave me the sweetest kiss.
I know. Dean FaceTimed Maney yesterday after the show because he just wanted to talk to his dad. Aww. And he was so, like, pitiful. And I started tearing up. I was like, it's okay, little buddy.
Now, though, Nicole, what's your plan here? Because you seemed very serious yesterday about getting a baby.
Dude, I got no plan. And, like, that's, like, the farthest, like, I have to have a plan. No, I don't know. I mean, like, I've always wanted kids, you know? Like, mm-hmm. that's never, it's never been an option not to have kids. Now, I don't want to physically have kids.
Right.
I've never had.
You want to get a carrier.
Yeah, like, some people really want to be pregnant and really want to experience that. I'm good. I don't need it.
Yeah.
I trust you that those 9 months are magnificent. I believe you, but I'd rather take care of somebody that is pregnant. And typically when I get baby fever, it comes and then it goes.
Mm-hmm. So yesterday was in. Is it out today?
No, it's been in for a hot minute, and this is the longest that it's ever been. So I was thinking, you know, obviously, like, for me to have kids, it's going to have to be a calculated move.
Yeah, it's not just going to happen on its own.
Nicole. Yeah, I can't accidentally knock someone up. But yeah, so I kind of decided, you know, I'll be 29 this year, and if. And I don't know, like, I would love kids to be in my 5-year plan. So okay. I think if in 5 years I'm still single and it's still not a thing, then I want to adopt.
You'll just be a single mom.
Yeah.
I was going to ask, do you think you would harvest your eggs and have somebody else carry it, but you just want to adopt?
Now, I would do that because ideally, like, if I'm thinking perfect world and I get married, I would love my partner to have. Like, I'd love for us to have the same donor mm-hmm. and have one with her eggs, have one with my eggs, and then adopt. So in a perfect world, okay. That would be my situation.
Three kids, huh? You're 29. Yeah. You better get on this. I'm just kidding. I had my first baby at 32. You have time.
Yeah.
Yeah, but by the way, that's only 3 years.
Well, I'll be a geriatric pregnancy.
Just like me.
Yeah.
Wow. And Nicole's so into it that when the social services reached out for me to go foster that kid that is distantly related to me, she's like, I'll take the kid.
Yeah, just give it to me.
Just give it to you. Well, let us know how it goes. If you want to tell Nicole, prepare for it. What's the good? What's the bad? What should she expect? Right now, she's on baby fever. Maybe you want to bring her down a peg or two.
If you like sleeping in on Saturdays, this isn't your career.
It's gone. It's gone.
I'm up by over? 6 anyways. I'm good.
Sorry. Yeah. 704-570-9595. What's the good? What's the bad? Prepare Nicole. She wants a baby.
She's going to be starting the process. And by the way, you got to be starting the process planning soon. If you
Hold on. No, I'm not starting the process. I want it in my five-year plan.
Yeah, but it's going to take a long time to get that plan in movement.
Not only that, but Nicole, you can harvest your eggs now and freeze them. And then when you're ready to go, all you have to do is find your donor.
Lauren, doesn't that hurt?
Yeah, it doesn't feel great.
All right, 704-570-9595. Give Nicole, our Nicole, some advice. We'll have the Legendary Friday free-for-all continuing with 9 days.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
All the hits, Kiss 95.1, the Legendary Friday free-for-all. Nicole wants a baby. She has baby fever. So I find that so fascinating because we have one member of the show that's about to pop one out, and the other one wants one too.
That was so eloquently put.
You're welcome, Lauren. We thought it'd be a good idea to give our Lauren some advice, our Nicole some advice. She wants to be a mom, so you want to have a child. Let's talk with people. 704-570-9595. Laura and Charlotte, you're on with the Maine Your Wine the Red Morning Show. Give Nicole some advice who wants to have a baby.
All right, Nicole. So just like you take care of other people's dogs, you should practice by also taking care of other people's kids.
I'm so down.
You should babysit on the nights and weekends.
That's such a good idea because you are always walking dogs. You're on the Rover app. Then maybe it's time to suspend that and become a big old babysitter every weekend.
Yeah. Exactly. You'll get a lot of experience and you'll learn all the ins and outs that way.
Now, Laura, you are also a babe. Are you a nanny, technically?
Nanny, babysitter, yes, all of the above.
Okay.
So I definitely learned a lot about, you know, when they're sick or when they're happy or when they're sad. Like Lauren said, their mood changes constantly. So you got to learn about all of those ins and outs.
Now, as a nanny, do you want to have kids, or is being a babysitter enough for you to not want one?
One day. But it definitely, I feel like, has pushed my timeline back.
You know what's funny is our au pair, Elena, is so great with cash. Like, they are each other's person. And she was a teacher, but she does not want children.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think now that she's seen me pregnant, she's like, I definitely ain't doing it.
I mean, I do want a child, but I can't even imagine that. You know what I mean? Like, I can't even put that in the timeline right now.
Yeah.
I can barely take care of myself. Laura, thanks so much for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a good day.
You too.
Roy, we got a text message from 980 that says, parenting is the hardest job you'll ever do, but you'll love it. It's the highest of highs and the lowest of lows, and you'll wonder constantly if you're screwing your kids up.
Yeah. Well, listen, all the kids probably need therapy at the end of it anyway. Nicole, we got a text message from 561 that says that they'll be your baby daddy, signed by Hoosier Daddy.
Oh.
Very elegant.
You know what? I love a classy man.
Yeah, you're going to get it with him. Let's talk with Jeff. Jeff, you're on with the Maine Your Wine the Ren Show. You have some advice for our Nicole who wants to have a baby?
Yes. And this is coming from a father of a three-year-old. I actually started my family a bit late. I'm 38 right now. One, as Lauren said, you do want to try and get your eggs harvested early on because as a woman ages, the viability of her eggs does go down.
So you got to get the ball rolling, Nicole.
Go ahead.
No, I was just saying Nicole's got to get the ball rolling.
Indeed, she should. But from the fatherhood perspective, the parenthood perspective, do expect that there are going to be a lot of those sleepless nights, a lot of 1 a.m., 2 a.m., 3 a.m. wake-ups. You're going to be constantly worrying about your kid, yes.
Mm-hmm.
And the highs are definitely worth it. I love you, Mommy, I love you, Daddy, all those firsts, the first steps, the first time she bumps her knee or scrapes her knee, all of it is so worth it.
Right.
Okay. But at the same time, be prepared for sleepless nights.
That's a good point, Jeff. That's a good point. Because think about this, Nicole. Your baby's been screaming all night. You've been up all night. And then you come in here and Manny's throwing a huge fit because the printer ain't working and he don't know how to fix it.
And you're supposed to put a smile on and...
No, I'm going to go off on him.
Everyone keeps texting in, says do it while you're young because you won't have the wherewithal when you get older.
I know. I was just telling Lorraine that off the air. I was like, I'm going to have to like lose weight just to even keep up with my kid. Let's talk with Lauren in Dallas. Nicole wants a baby. What's some advice for our Nicole?
Do not wait. Do it now. It is... literally the best thing in the entire world.
Yeah! Come on! Let's do it!
I hate to tell y'all, but I can't afford an Elena, so when I get up to go to work, baby's gonna be right here in my little studio.
That's fine!
That's cool. I'll just start bringing mine in, too. We'll have a whole Kiss daycare.
Yes! Kiss daycare.
Maybe that we'll work that in when they re-sign our show. Be like, we gotta have a daycare service in the building. Think that would go? Would you use that? Don't they have that breastfeeding pump room? We'll just
no,
turn.
There is no breast room
I
right
think
now.
It's
They're
just behind the vending machine.
Yeah, that is so true. They tell Lorraine that if she needs a pumping station to go into this room, you can see through to the room, but through the vending machine, y'all. It's no different.
First of all, I didn't even know that existed until after I was done pumping.
Yeah, it's like when you go to the store and if you look through the refrigerators, you can see through the back. That's how it is here, too.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go, Nicole. Thank you so much, Lauren, for calling in.
You're welcome. Have a great day.
You too. So let us know how it goes. A lot of people saying you better get the ball moving. So good luck.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Lorraine, I need your advice.
Okay.
I think you'd be a good caliber of what I need help with. My sister was telling me a story, you know, with the fact that, you know, the quarantine's going on, all the kids are at home, you're trying to find ways to entertain the kids, you know, make them occupied. And she was saying that her friend has two little boys and that she lets her two little boys, she taught them how to play beer pong, but with water.
Oh, okay. I was like, are you trying to get them to go down early for a nap?
Yeah. And like her friend's like, you know, I tell them not to tell their friends. Like, it's like the secret thing. And then she's like, but then I feel weird that it's a secret thing because they also don't understand why it has to be a secret thing.
Yeah.
And I was like, one, you screwed up there. I would have just been like, it's a game. There's no beer involved. It's just water. It's water pong.
Yeah. I wonder what they call, like, does she call it beer pong or?
I'm sure she calls it like water pong or just pong or.
Yeah. Let's play ping pong. And they go to their friend's house and they think, like, oh, yeah, you know, we have a ping pong table. Like, sure, you guys can play. And they're like, no, this isn't ping pong.
Yeah. Or
let me show you what it really is.
When schools run back open, they go to the teacher. Can we play beer pong? When we were in quarantine, my mom and dad let me play beer pong.
I feel like you can't make that big of a deal out of it either. Otherwise, they're going, like, that's what kids do, man.
Yeah.
When they realize that, like, you're giving them attention over something, like, even if it's negative attention, they're like, oh.
I know. And, you know, my sister's like, you know, I told her it's fine, you know, but she's like, I don't even know what I would have done. I don't know if I would have taught my kids how to play beer pong. And I'm like, I don't know if it's that big of a deal, but I wouldn't call it beer pong. Yeah, what do you guys think? Is it bad that her son is playing beer pong with water? 704-570-9595. Is that like a prohibited game or is it just a game and that adults have their own version and kids can have their own version?
I think you can have your own versions of it. Now, if you start like teaching your kids also quarters and flip cup and everything else.
Yeah.
Like, maybe that's where we draw the line. But I think if you're just doing like water pong, I think maybe it's okay.
Kids going nuts, chugging Mountain Dew on Saturday night.
It'll be one hell of a hustler at the bar, though.
Yeah, he's going to turn 21. He's going to be like, guys, got this. You want to play beer pong? Be on my team. I've been practicing for 15 years. Oh, man. 704-570-9595. You can join the Manny Roy on the Ranch Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
Minus Manny, he is off today. His son had an outpatient surgery yesterday, so he's with his family today. So you get Manny, Loren, and Nicole, and we want to talk to you at 704-570-9595 because I need some insight. My sister was saying how her friend is so worried because she taught her kids how to play beer pong
which is just, it's just a simple game, but they're playing with water. They're playing with water. They're not playing with beer.
Very important to say.
Very important to say. I probably should have led with that.
Probably.
Now that I think about it.
Like, but I said, I mean, at this point, you might as well teach them quarters, flip cup, what else?
Yeah, all the fun stuff. But she's worried that, like, when school gets back and they're going to teach the friends, and then the friends' parents are going to judge her, and she's keeping it a secret. She told her kids, don't tell anyone I told you, which is now making the kids even more.
Oh, yeah.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
Yeah, you can't tell the kids that. They want to do it even more then because it's the attention.
I know. So we want your insight. Let's talk with Jessica in Marshville. Jessica, welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show. Oh, sorry about that, Jessica. Can you hear us now?
Yes.
Okay. So tell us, what do you think?
I don't think it's a serious issue. I mean, you're not playing with alcohol, and I think that there's more serious situations that parents do with their kids. And I think that's what's wrong with the world. Everyone's concerned about someone else's raising, and
I know, but
I don't see, you know, wrong with it.
You're right, Jessica. People are so quick to like judge you, and I think that's like what she's worried about, is that her kids are going to tell his friends, and the friends are going to be like, "Yeah, they're playing beer pong over at Ben's house."
Isn't that the God's honest truth, though? Like, people are so quick to judge how you parent. It's like, just mind your business.
Yeah.
Yes, and that is exactly how it is. And kids are going to be kids. I mean, they're going to talk anyways. If it's not about the beer pong, it's going to be something else they hear mommy and daddy talk about.
That's true. All right, Jessica, thanks for calling.
Thank you.
Let's talk with Krista in Rock Hill. Welcome to the Manny Roy and the Wren Show.
Hi, how are y'all?
We're doing well. What do you think?
We actually did teach our kids about a year ago how to play water pong when the hurricane came through.
How old are they?
Right now they are 11, 8, and 6.
Okay.
And so we actually taught them how to play water pong, because we were all stuck in the house and they weren't drinking enough water. So it was like, maybe this will help. And they loved it. Now they drank a lot more water without playing it.
Oh.
And we've also taught them poker, which is money management to us. So
wow, I love you.
What's wrong with it? And I think we might try vegetables next with it.
You said poker's money management.
This is life lessons.
It teaches them how to break down the different dollars and coins and everything.
You know, the school probably said you got to teach your kids finance fundamentals. Parents are like, so it's blackjack.
We
sit down,
this.
Kids.
We got this.
We got it.
Yes. You know what, though? Now that I think back, I think my grandmother used to do this with me. She used to give us pennies and make us play cards with her.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know what? Now I'm thinking about it, too. Same thing. I think we played with M&Ms.
Well, you know what? Our kids were like, well, we don't have a quarter. We were like, what makes a quarter? 2 dimes and a nickel. You know, so they would put that in.
Oh, wow.
It's kind of genius. So
we got to teach our kids how we could teach our kids, you know, how they understand it and how it's fun for them.
You're so right. You're so right. And are you ever worried that the kids are going to go to their friends and, like, tell the friends' parents that, hey, I know how to play water pong and I know how to play poker?
No, because you know what? If their parents have anything to say about, I'm like, well, at least my kid knows money management once they're drinking their water. So
yeah.
I'm not even worried about it.
And my kid, by the way, made $500 on this app, because it's on this casino app. So.
For his college account.
Exactly. At least they have life lessons. So when they get out there on their own, they know how to do it. So
I love it, Krista. Too. Krista and Raquel, thank you so much for taking the time to call the Manny Roy and the Wren Morning Show.
Oh, you're welcome. Y'all have a great day.
You too. Bye. Oh, it's okay. Well, I'll tell her not to worry about it. Who cares?
Hey, we just got a text from a teacher from 980 that said, I would rather a kid come in and tell me they played games like that with their family than come in and tell me that they watched completely inappropriate movies.
Yeah. Just call it water pong. Move on. There's an adult version, a kid version. And if you're like Krista, teach them blackjack. Teach them slot machines. Teach them the money management. All right, listen, we have something called Feeding the Front Lines. We are going to be taking care of our frontline heroes today, and we're not doing it alone. We're doing it with the help of Little Big Burger. So we're going to be joined by Robert from Little Big Burger. He is going to be on the phone with us coming up in 5 minutes to talk about Feeding the Front Lines with the Manny Roy and the Rim Morning Show.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
It is called Feeding the Front Lines, and we can't do it alone. Joining us on the Manny Roy of the Ram Morning Show is Robert from Little Big Burger. Hey, Robert.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning, Robert. We appreciate you taking the time to call us. We love it when you call the Manny Roy of the Ram Show because you bring so much positivity. We wish we could start the show every week with you.
Well, I'm not willing to get up that early, but I can call in later in the day.
I love it.
Well, we get it.
Listen, we have Nicole is going to be meeting you up in Huntersville for Feeding the Front Lines. You guys have been a phenomenal partner delivering food to these hospitals and taking care of the men and women that's working inside trying to fight COVID-19. It's making a huge impact. I can't begin to tell you, Robert, of all the messages that we're getting from, you know, nurses and hospital staff members and people in surgical wards, people on the COVID wards who are saying, hey, thank you so much for bringing us this food. It means such a big deal to them.
Well, we appreciate you guys doing this program, and it's something that we wanted to do, but it's kind of hard to get in touch with the right people. But partnering up with you, we've been able to, you know, we've been able to help out everyone, and you're helping us get in touch with the right people. And I mean, we always try and take care of our frontline staff. We take care of our first responders. I mean, we offer discounts to all of our uniform first responders every day. It's just without the people on the front line, the first responders, I mean, that's our core society right there.
Sure.
Yeah. Robert, well, thank you so much for doing what you do. But we are entering phase two of, you know, kind of easing restrictions today at 5 o'clock. What are you guys ready for at the restaurant?
Well, we'll be opening our dining rooms at 50% capacity. We're getting everything set at 5 o'clock today. Of course, a lot of the rules, the dining room's open, patio's open. The big thing, we got to make sure we're keeping our social distancing. So we're going to have to block off tables. You're going to have to keep the pathways clear. We've added extra hand sanitizing stations at all the entrance, the exits. We've got one way in, one way out. Some locations are offering curbside pickup to continue that social distancing.
And you're continuing curbside?
The Ray Farms location does curbside.
Okay, cool.
And so that helps out a lot. So we're able to keep the distancing that way. The big key is just making sure people, and everybody's doing the right thing. I mean, they're all keeping their social distancing. They're all, I think we've learned enough about this where people are understanding, and I think they're feeling more comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, they still worry about, you know, they still want to keep their distancing.
Yeah.
They still want to keep they're washing their hands. I mean, it's like our crew. Our crew is continually washing hands. They're using hand sanitizers. We use the peroxide cleaners on the door handles, on the tables. As soon as someone leaves, it's got to be automatically sanitized. If a table's not sanitized, we're blocking the table saying, hey, this table's not ready to use yet.
Yeah.
So
I'm really glad that you guys are still continuing curbside, too, you know, because it seems like a lot of people want to go out and kind of get back to normal. But then there's, you know, the people who want to be better safe than sorry. And maybe for the next 2 weeks, just kind of see what happens.
I mean, I'm that, too, Robert. Like, I'm a better safe than sorry guy, but I'm also pretty lazy. And I love curbside. Let me tell you, it has been wonderful with COVID-19. All these restaurants are just bringing food right to my car. You know, I went to Home Depot and I didn't even have to take a step foot in that store. They brought it right to my trunk. Phenomenal.
Yeah, Target does it too. I love it.
I love it.
Yep. We'll do that for you, and we'll even deliver it with a smile.
I love that. Well, listen, Robert, I'm glad things are getting back to normal. And I gotta imagine it's hard to predict even how much food to order. Like, how do you even know what today's even going to be like?
It's an educated guess.
Yeah.
I mean, it really is. I mean, the fact that everything we have is fresh, it's really, you got to be monitor very closely. And fortunately, our food vendors have been there to help us out. It's been the product line has had a couple little bumps in it, but they've been able to follow through and get us everything we needed. So We're continuing getting our fresh meat. We're continuing getting our fresh veggies, our buns. I mean, so
that's good.
And so that's the biggest thing. It's just, you just gotta, I mean, really, it's an educated guess.
Yeah, I would screw it up. My educated guess would be off.
You know, they say there's the wag and the swag, and the wag is just a wild-ass guess, and the swag is a scientific wild-ass guess, and that's kind of what we do a lot of.
I love it. I love it. Robert from Little Big Burger joining us for Feeding the Front Lines. Going to be sending a bunch of his delicious food to the hospital up there in Huntersville with Nicole today. Thank you so much for joining us here on the Manny Roy and the Ranch Show. We really appreciate you.
Truly my pleasure.
All right, buddy. We'll see you later on. You know, speaking of people in the food industry and 5 p.m., phase two kicks in and things here in Charlotte starts easing back into normalcy. And, you know, we got a voicemail on our office line, and I think it's really important that we play it, Loren, because
okay.
It's someone who works in the service industry, and he's taken a hit with tips and finances. And things are getting back to normal, but something amazing happened. And he just wants to put a story out there. So we're going to hear from a server who's been hit really hard by COVID-19 and wants to share something great with us that's coming up.
It's just really confusing and it's scary. I love your show. Appreciate that you, of course, make me laugh. Give me a moment of escape. Make driving out and about feels good, and I'm getting educated too. And
oh, you are?
This is the MRL Morning Show with Manny, Roy, and Loren on Kiss 95.1.
We are minus Manny. Unfortunately, our buddy is out today, but for good reason. His son had a little outpatient surgery yesterday, so he's with his family helping out. Which is ironic because him and your husband, Dallas, Dean and Dallas, had the same surgery on the same day around the same time.
Yeah. They both had hernia surgery. Both a little different. Dallas's was higher in his, like, chest, I guess, ab wall. And Dean's was, you know, lower. So same surgery, a little different, but they're both recovering nicely.
Yeah. Very, very weird how that all timed out.
I know.
but so... Loren, here in the office, people can call the radio station and try to reach our business line. And we rarely check the thing. So I don't know how old this is, per se. But we got this voicemail from someone who's a server, and something amazing happened. And I just kind of want to share it with everyone.
This was definitely during COVID time, though, right?
Oh, yeah, definitely during COVID. I just don't know when this was done. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guys. I love the show. I think it's great. I just wanted to say I'm a server, and, like, I've lost so much money due to Corona. And recently, I got, like, a $50 tip on a $20 order, which is crazy. So, first, I wanted to thank that guy personally. I don't know his name, but I want to thank him personally. There are a lot of nice people still out there. So, I hope that you guys can, like, play this and he can hear it, because I'm super thankful for that $50 tip. That's, like, a life changer. Thank you guys so much. Thank you, him, and... I love you guys' show.
Okay. So we got that voicemail. And I think that's really awesome because a lot of restaurants, a lot of people that work in restaurants lost their jobs.
Yep.
And then that those who still are employed, they're not getting the same finances. They're not getting the same tips that they normally would.
Sure. Well, I think a lot of people think just because they're not eating at the actual restaurant, you know, maybe it's takeout, they're not tipping as much. They're tipping what they would have before COVID for like a pickup order.
And that's kind of what I wanted to find out, Loren. That's such a good point. Like, at one point, I probably wouldn't tip well on carry out because I'm getting it and leaving it. But now,
you feel like you're doing the work.
Right. But now with COVID, I've been giving them more. I've been giving definitely 20% or more.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, are you tipping better when you're out at restaurants tonight when phase two opens? Do you plan on leaving a big tip?
This is Charlotte's Morning Show. Manny, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So we got this voicemail from a server who... He has been struggling with COVID-19 on getting tips. Well, he got a $50 tip on a $20 order and was so excited about it and wanted to share the news with us. And honestly, I mean, that's amazing, but the more amazing part is that he even figured out how to get to our office line.
That's true. I'm not sure I can tell you what our extension is.
Yeah.
Or how to retrieve voicemails, so thank you, producer Nicole.
Thanks, Nicole, for getting us that voicemail. We got some text messages here at 704-570-9595. This is from 704. I'm trying to tip as much as I can. It's tough times, but I also understand that it's tough for everyone. If I'm eating out and I'm making the decision to eat out, I tip big. We have another message that says, I'm doing what I've always done. Okay. Hey, listen, do what you can.
Yeah.
This message says, I'm so blessed in my job and personal circumstances. I feel I should share my blessings. So minimum tip is 20% regardless if it's carry out or dine in.
Oh, good for you. I mean, if you can do it, great.
Yeah. I was kind of wondering if, like, are they constantly getting big tippers? Are there big tippers with the carry out? Because really, let's be honest, the only one who's getting carry out is those who aren't unemployed or pay cuts, really, right? I mean,
yeah. I mean, we honestly, like, we don't take out a lot just because we try to eat super healthy. Yeah. So it's like, it's a big night if we do a takeout order.
Okay. Keep them coming. 704-570-9595. It's the Mania Wire of the Rim Morning Show on Kiss 95.1.
Oh, I love you guys. I hear you every morning. You guys make my day. Oh, my God.
I'm a huge fan of your show. I've been listening to it for a long time.
Say I love you guys in Spanish for us.
Lo quiero mucho, muchachos.
Charlotte's Morning Show. Mania, Roy, and Loren. Kiss 95.1.
So what's this sleep divorce thing?
A lot of people are saying that they love the idea of a sleep divorce. And maybe you're in this, Roy. Loren, I know you're not. A new survey says that Americans find they sleep better when they're married but don't sleep in the same bed, a.k.a. a sleep divorce.
Well...
Sleeping in separate beds may seem like a step back in a relationship, but in reality, it might just save it. The survey found that 10% have considered breaking up or getting divorced over a rough night's sleep, but thanks to sleeping in separate beds, a.k.a. the sleep divorce, 52% say that their relationship is better now.
Wow. Maybe somebody snores really bad or tosses.
That's number one. The reasons why, why you're in a sleep divorce, number one is snoring, Loren. Number two is different sleep schedules. Number three is tossing and turning. Number four is talking in your sleep. And number five is staying up at all hours of the night, either reading or on your phone.
Mm-hmm. So I'm in the tossing and turning stage now, so I'm sure Dallas wants a sleep divorce for me. But on a normal basis, when he's traveling, I mean, I'm in bed by myself three nights a week.
See,
which is awesome.
Amanda likes, she doesn't like to be up there without me. It's the opposite.
Yeah, like I can't sleep if I'm alone in bed.
Oh, I love it. But Amanda, she wants me to be up there. I know my parents sleep in separate beds, but they're also, you know, almost pushing 80.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What's their reasoning they say?
Number 2, 3, and 5.
Well, I already
tossing and turning, staying up all night, and then what's the
different
other one?
Sleep schedules.
Ah.
My mom stays up way later than my dad, and my dad is easily woken up by it.
So, like, when you walk into their bedroom, it's like two twin beds separated?
No, they're not even in the same room.
Oh.
I don't think these people that are in sleep divorces are in the same room. I think they're in different rooms.
I know a lot of the morning news anchors, they sleep in separate beds because they have to wake up, like, at 1 a.m.
I know.
To get to work.
Yeah.
For the 4 o'clock news.
That's true. But I think they're in different rooms, too, Roy.
Yeah.
704 said, me and my spouse have slept in different beds for 6 years. He sleeps very rough and snores. I'm a light sleeper, and I get better sleep without him. People think it's weird, but it works for us. We're in our early 30s.
How do you have adult time?
Okay.
Like, I guess you schedule it, right?
I'm glad you asked.
I guess you would have to, because it's like, you're better mine.
518 said, as long as you're still moving furniture regularly, then who cares if you're sleeping in different beds? Actually, it's kind of like a one-night stand. You could do a lot of, fantasizing.
You really could. After you get done, you're like, yeah, leave, get out.
And knock on the door. Hey, mind if I come in?
It's the cable guy. Come on in, cable
and
guy.
Now get out.
All right, let's talk with Robert and Charlotte. You're in a sleep divorce.
Yes, I am.
How long you been married, Robert?
23 years.
And so you have different beds in different rooms or different beds in the same room?
Different beds in different rooms.
And
for the past 5 years.
What's your main reason?
She stays up to 2, 3 o'clock in the morning. She can't sleep, man. I got sleep apnea, so it works out that way.
Oh, yeah, and the sleep apnea machine is loud.
Nobody can sleep through that.
Yeah.
Well, I told you Amanda has sound machines. My wife has sound machines for all the kids and me, and I hate it. I sleep so much better without the white noise.
Yeah.
But she turns it on every night, Robert. It's like your sleep apnea machine. It just drives me nuts. Now, did you propose it or did she?
We both did.
Mm. Yeah, because
and it works out for you guys? Like when you have guests, do you sleep together?
No. We still sleep in separate beds. They sleep in our... in the spare room.
Are all your clothes in your sleep room or all your clothes in the same room?
All my stuff in my room.
So you guys have separate rooms with separate beds and all your clothes are in there?
Yep.
Now, do you get to design your room the way you want to design it?
Yep.
You got a poster of Michael Jordan and Carmen Electra on the wall?
No.
And that'd be funny. He's like, his room's like a college room.
Yeah.
Cinder blocks for shelves.
Trash.
Dude, that's, I mean, if it works for you guys and everything, you guys do everything else together, eat together, hang out together, still totally in love, just separate beds.
Yep.
Thanks, Robert.
Now, I would get so in my head if my boyfriend proposed that idea. I'd be like, what?
What did I do?
Oh, my God, it's over. This is the end. Like, I'd flip out. I'm like, we're clearly breaking up.
7401 says my husband and I are in separate rooms. Well, he sleeps on the couch and I sleep in the bed.
The MRL Morning Show on demand.
We are the Manny Roy of the Rand Morning Show, minus a Manny. He's going to be out today. But we do have Loren's Dirty. What's going on in Hollywood, Loren?
Okay, so this whole Varsity Blues scandal, I think, has been going on quite long enough. And we were waiting to see what Lori Loughlin and her husband were going to do as far as either going to court or taking a plea deal. Well, they did just take a plea deal and pled guilty. Now, I've got all the details to what they have agreed to.
Okay.
Now, Lori, she will be sentenced to 2 months in prison and 2 years probation, 100 community service hours, and she'll have to fork over $150,000 in fines. Her husband, on the other hand, he will be spending 5 months in prison, and he will also have to shell out $250,000 in fines, probation for 2 years, and 250 hours of community service.
So he got a
worse deal.
I wonder why. I didn't, you know, in all the celebrity gossip, they haven't really mentioned too much about him. I wonder what he did.
I honestly think it's just because she's the bigger star of the two. I mean, he's a designer, so he is a big star in his own way. But I know of a couple instances, like he thinks he's above everything and thinks that he can just pay his way out of a lot. Like he got caught doing some other shady stuff way before this ever happened. So okay. I think maybe they took that into account too, you know, when they do the like character witnesses.
Yeah.
So I think that's probably why he got the worst deal.
Okay.
Now, Lady Gaga and Ariana Grande, they put out a new song today. It's called Rain on Me, and it's pretty good. It's I think it's really hard to almost differentiate the difference between like who's singing what. But Gaga also revealed that she is thinking about going sober. She said that she's flirted with the idea of sobriety, but she's just not quite there yet.
Okay. I don't have the audio to play that.
That's okay.
Okay.
So anyway, Kendall Jenner, she is, she's going to be in a little bit of trouble for that whole Firefest scandal too.
Really?
Yeah. Did you see this?
I heard about it in your Can't Beat the Rent this morning where, because Firefest was such a scam, she advertised it on her social media.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, unfortunately, these models and these people who got involved in it didn't quite know what was happening behind the scenes. But Kendall got paid $275,000 to endorse the festival. And she did not tell her followers that she was being paid for that. So that is why, yeah, now she is being sued and has to cough up $90,000 that money. Yeah, I mean, obviously, she still made out like a bandit on that one.
I was about to say, she made more than what the penalty is. She could just cut, that's probably in her purse.
Yeah.
She could probably easily just get out her wallet and pay that.
she's at the courthouse. She's like, let's just take care of this right
now. Yeah, they told her that and she laughed. Mm-hmm. Oh, we have bad news. It's going to be a $90,000 fine. Let me get the drawer open. Hang on.
Oh, that's it?
Yeah.
Luckily, do you have change for $100,000?
If I give you $100,000, give me 10 back. Because when I first saw the report, I was like, how did they know it was going to be such a problem of a fest? That's not their fault. But if she didn't disclose that it was an ad.
Yeah, a bunch of those models that got paid for it, they didn't disclose.
Yeah.
But yeah, if you want more celebrity gossip or your COVID-19 updates, you can head to kiss951.com.
All right. And again, Manny is out. So you're just getting me and Loren here on the Manny Roy and Loren morning show. You can send well wishes to Manny's son, Dean, as well as Loren's husband, Dallas. Both of them on the same day went in for a hernia surgery. And so they're all recovering nicely. You're listening to the Manny Roy and Loren morning show.
Hello, Friday.
The legendary Friday free-for-all on the MRL show.
Kiss 95.1. You know, I was thinking about you yesterday, Loren. My little pregnant Loren, I haven't seen you in so long, and you're a month away now.
And I love this time period because Loren and I are on the same level on so many ways.
Both wearing pregnancy jeans.
Oh my gosh. Amen, brother. And we can't bend over.
What are some of the things that you're having difficulty doing now that you're pregnant? Like you're a month away.
There's so many things. I can't tie my shoes.
Mm-hmm.
And the worst part is, to be honest with you, because I can't reach my feet and we're in quarantine, like I can't go get a pedicure. So my sweet, lovely, amazing au pair Elena has been painting my toenails for me.
Don't let the au pair company hear that.
Yeah, no. No, she's offered.
Oh, good.
But, like, I can't go up the stairs without running out of breath. Like, I make it halfway up my first flight.
Same here, sister. I get it. Why do you think I bought a ranch? One level living is for me. I might as well be in a senior living community.
We could drive around a little rascal. Yeah. Have food brought to your door.
Meals on wheels. Where are you?
So wait, if you can't tie your shoes, are Dallas and Elena tying your shoes for you? Or are you just wearing
flip-ons?
That's what we have to do.
What about sleeping?
Oh, sleeping's terrible for me. I can sleep for like maybe three hour increments.
Right.
And I can sleep hard between like whenever I go to bed and 12. And then from 12 to like 3:30, I'm up every 40 minutes to go to the bathroom or to get comfortable.
Which is the most comfortable, your side?
Yeah, but even like laying on one side, like it's still after 40 minutes hurts. So you got to roll over to the other side.
Oh, yeah.
But you have all these pillows around you because you've got a pillow between your knees, a pillow around your head, a pillow under your belly.
I got the same issue. If I lay on my back, the weight crushes me. If I lay on my side, the weight, it hurts. You're constantly bouncing around.
Nicole, I'm dying right now.
You know what? That's, you know what else I can't do, though?
That's how we feel all the time.
I've been pregnant for years.
I can't eat any more than like what fits in my palm per meal because there's literally not room in my stomach anymore.
Oh, I don't feel
like
that.
Like if I eat more than that, it hurts.
Split. Yeah. like the first four things that you were mentioning, pregnant life and Roy life, were together. Now I have to disagree, too. I can always fit.
We're good. We're good on finding room for food.
What about, do you bump into stuff?
Oh, yeah. So we have a sliding door, like a pocket door. And I'm just so used to opening it like a certain amount in the morning so the light doesn't come in and I shimmy in. But I forget that I'm bigger than I, you know, typically am. I can't close the bathroom door like to go into the bathroom. Mm-hmm. I forget my belly is that big.
Oh, that's great.
Let's talk with Brittany in Unionville. Hey, Brittany.
So I, my daughter is actually 4 months old, and I had a Jeep Wrangler, and it was brand new, like had it 8-9 months, and got pregnant and could not fit into it, so I had to trade it in.
Oh,
I get it.
Listen. I did go to get cash pizza yesterday, and it was having a hard time getting into the Jeep.
Manny.
Yeah, that was also my problem.
Manny, you remember when we took the new Jeep pickup truck for a test drive? Man, we had to fiddle with that seat for like 40 minutes just to get the seatbelt to fit around me.
It was very tight, and I was telling Roy, because my job, Brittany, is to always tell Roy that everything's fine. You know,
he's like, buy it.
Buddy, this is, don't worry. You'll break it in.
Yeah, you'll lose weight by the time you drive it. Meanwhile, that's I took a right true. Turn and couldn't breathe.
Well, Roy, I thought I'm a big girl too, and I thought that things were going to be easy. I thought I was mentally prepared.
Yeah.
No, you're not. No. Everything changes.
I get it.
Oh, you know what we should do? We should put bellies on Roy and I.
Yeah.
Just to see on top of what we're already at.
I wanted to do that.
Do you have one of those?
I already have a belly. Why do I need a belly on top of my belly?
Because Brittany's saying
that it's what your body is used to carrying. You're carrying like 30 more pounds around, and that's a lot. Like,
I'm just saying.
30 more pounds.
I'm already living like a pregnant woman. When Lorraine was working in the studio with me, I would rub my belly just as much as she does.
I would drop something on the floor, and Roy and I would both just look at it and be like, I'm not picking it up.
Are you following us on Instagram and Twitter? At the MRL Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.